Okay, dus eigenlijk met Avi Maria kan we zo pitten, zeker niet met Daniel Shane was je zo fout. Dus we Parshas Toldos. We hebben Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram is Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben Avram, Shona bechachto Shrifta, das Pesuel Aramim, Bepan Aramorona, Chos Lavon Aramim, Lul Yisho. Then on page 5, Vayisro Tzu Abonim Bekirba. Right, they were twins, and we know Chazal say that each one wanted to go out when Yaakov passed the Beis Medrash, when Rivka passed the Beis Medrash, then Yaakov wanted to go out, and Beis Avodah Zarah, Esav wanted to go out, etc. But what is the significance of the fact that they were born as twins? And so the Shem Yishmuel has a yesod here on page 9. Eilo told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram huli tis Yitzchak. Yesh lohavim kefil halosh. They told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram huli tis Yitzchak. It's repetitive. Yitzchak ben Avram, of course, Avram huli tis Yitzchak. First, Aruba Zero Sadim. Nira Dina Yeshlis Bonim, Madua Nivru Yaakov Esav to Omim, the Betan Achas. What was the significance that they were in one Betan? Shalkein Hayil Rivka Tzagadal Ma'od, Shamra Halvai Lodis Abarti. Right? She had a tremendous tzar for this. Even though she wanted so much to have children. Right? They both davened. What was the hashkacha here that they were born together? V'nir lefar shalpi ma'amar kvod kedushas avi admor. So he's saying from his father, the Avnei Nezer, she Yaakov Esav hem kedim yun eitz achayim eitz hadas tovera. She shneim yesh lem koach achibur ketevah ha'emtsoi. So you have Eitz Chaim is mechaber all the Chelkei Chaim, Eitz Hadas Tovera mechaber Tovera. Can Yaakov chiber Hashemayim va'aretz? Said Yaakov has the idea of being mechaber shemayim va'aretz. How so? Al yidei shehelo es ha'aretz l'shamayim. In other words, basically, he used all the material things in this world for ruchnius. So it means you take the aretz and you mala it to shemayim. For Esav, the opposite. Hishpil es ha'shamayim la'aretz. And we'll see how that was. He took Ruchnius and he was mashpilit. We'll see what does that idea mean? That he, as Yaakov, we understand, he took this world and he was malet. But both of them were doing chibur. Here, look on page 10. He said, Esav should not let him koach achibur. On page 10 on the right side, first word on the line is im koach achibur. Esav also had koach achibur. Kemo Yaakov, al also lehipuk shinstamish minyani kedusha leramos. Does he? What he? He asks his father, "How do you take meiser from salt and from right. So he's using in Yoni Kedusha to show that he's pious when he really wasn't. So he's taking a Dovah Kaddish and he's making it mundane. He's using it for his trickery. So that's also a chibur. He's mechaber shamayim, hilchos truvos ha'maaseh, and he's using it for ramos. That's what it's avi b'fizn and slabish, metalish shel medaktik b'mitzvos. Man yasigal dekein tavosav hanifsados. Mezeh hipuch mamish miyakov. Okay, chibur b'masav haroim es olam haba la'olam hazeh. So zel mai ma kvod kudusha avi she Yaakov hikbia v'chiber es ha'aretz al shamayim v'esav hishpil v'chiber es ha'shamayim la'aretz. But they both had this idea of chibur. It says, v'lfi ha'dvarim ha'il yuvan lamak she'overes al pischei bote medroshos Yaakov mefarches latzeis. So how come when they go by the base medrash, Yaakov's trying to go out. Machshim olam, maya chasalo sham bebeten imo. Shrei omruzal shener dolok al rosho umamid misof hashem olam atzofo lamdo kol atar kulo. Right? Why does he want to leave? It's good inside the womb. You get a private rebbe, right? He teaches you the whole Torah. But Yaakov's matara wasn't just to learn Torah; it was to be mechaber eretz l'shamayim that you can't do in your mother's womb. So they both had the koach achibur. But in different ways, and that's the idea of them being born together, because it's another tzur of chibur. Page 10 on the bottom right. Koch echad mishneim heim b'chines adam, el shaze adam d'kedusha v'ze adam b'liya adam amazik, okay, nolu to'omim b'beten achas. Because they both had the koch achibur, but in different ways, for different, one wanted to bring the mundane aretz, and mala et b'kedusha, and he wanted to take something kadosh and use it for his trickery. So that's the koch, opposite of koch achibur. And that's how the same Shmuel explains. Because Ben Nachas represents Chibur.
Oh, but why do they have to be at the same time?
Because that's how Chibur works.
But the mission is
right. The mission is Chibur. Right. It doesn't have to be there, but that shows the idea of Chibur is taking two things together. That's what Chibur is. So, like twins, is this notion of Chibur, and that's the both of them had that mahus. One used it for a positive way, and one used it for a negative way. And then the Chasam Sofer also speaks about this idea of chibur. If you look on page 17, on the left side, V'esav ish yodea tzayit, ish sada v'yakov ish tam yoshev olim. Shemati morim rami hagon bal hafla. Right, that's his Rebbe, the hafla. She'esav ish yodea tzayid. What does yodea mean? Yodea loshon chibur, like vayeda adam eschava ishto. Loshon chibur. Ish yodea tzayid. She'chiber mispar tzayid lishmo esav. Tzayid is 104. and he was mechaber it to his name Esav, which is 376. Together is Lilis. Lilis. What is that? That's one of those Kochos Hatuma. Well, Ferrari says a demonic shade. And then so Esav is Yodea Tzayid. He was Mechaber, his name Esav to Tzayid. And he produced this, Ferrari said, a demonic shade. And then he was Mechaber that to Ish Soda. Ish Soda is this Sam, Samoil, which is the, that's the Yetzirah, Samoil. And that's, so Samoil and Lilis together is what? Tafresh Yud Aleph. And that's the Misper of Torah. Misper of Torah. But that's Esav. But Yaakov, page 18, is Tam. Yaakov, Ish. So Yaakov, he is Mechaber, his name, Yaakov, to Tam. Tam is the numerical value, because Tof is 400, but a Mem Sofis is what? Is 600, because after you do the Reish, Kuf is 100, Reish is 200, Shin is 300, Tof, and then you go to Sofe Osios. So, right, as Rav Moshe Shmir pointed out, so the Sofe Osios, when it keeps going, so the Mem Sofis is 600. Mem Stuma, Gematria Tof Reish is 600. And then Mem is Pshuto is 40. So when you put this, so if Tam is 400 plus 600 is 1,000, and plus 40 of the Pshuto of Mem is 1,400, and you put 1,400 to the Yaakov, which is Kuf Pei Beis, it's Beis Parmim Torah. It's double the, so Zeh Yaakov Ish Yodea Tam, Shechiber Mispar Tam Lishmo, Hu Yoshev Olim. He has Torah twice, Beis Olim B'Ksav U'Bal Peh, in contrast to Esav, he's Mechaber Tzayid, Esav is Mechaber, his name to Tzayid, which is Gematria Lilis, and then he's Mechaber that to Samoel, he gets the Mispar Torah. But Yaakov, Ishtam Yoshev Olim, he's Mechaber his name Yaakov to Tam, and that's twice the numerical value of 611. Those Torah is 611. And therefore he defeats Esav with all the Beis Olim, Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh. 611 is the numerical value of Torah, right? We turn Tayag Mitzvahs is six on Torah 611, and Ochi and Lo Yelacham Yipiyak Vur Shmor is 613. But the Gematria of Torah is 611. So that's your Esav is his name is Yodea Tzayid. He's Mechaber himself with the Tzayid. That's Lilis, the Mispar of Lilis, and then he's Mechaber that the Yisoda, and Yisoda is Samoel, and that's together 611. But Yaakov Ishtam means Yodea Tam. And Tam is 600 because Tof is 400 and Mem Sofis is already 600. And then plus another 40 for the Mem of, the Pshuto of Mem is 40. So it's 1,040. And with the name of Yaakov is twice 611. And that's, he was Miskaber on Esav. And this is, but this is the so that the Chibur, both of them are Balei Chibur. Both of them are Balei Chibur. And one of them uses it in a positive way for Torah, twice Torah, Torah Shepsav, Torah Shebal Peh, to use Shamayim, to raise the Oretz to Shamayim. And the other one is taking Shamayim, taking Torah and verschmutzing it. You know, taking Torah, oh, I'm going to ask you a shayla, so you think I'm a tzaddik, but I'm a really, a Ramai. So that's the Yisod. And then I thought we should put this all together with the Tiferes Shloimo of Radomsk on page 20, when the Radomsk has a vort I like very much in the Mishnah in Zvachim on the left side. Hatzemer v'shebeksovim v'kanayim v'atlofim v'zman shem mechubor v'yalu. Pershu lo yalu. So what's the idea? There's certain things that you can put on the Mizbeach. Certain things you don't put on the Mizbeach, like the horns. You don't put the horns on the Mizbeach. You put the basar, the emurim, the fats on the Mizbeach. And certain things, if you put them in the Mizbeach, you have to bring them down, take them out. They don't belong. But the karnayim, if they're still attached to the rest of the animal, and you put it on the Mizbeach, you can keep it on the Mizbeach. Because since they were bedovok to the Kedusha, then they belong with the Kedusha. And that's where the Perush Mishnah on page 21, Haksemer v'akvosim kolzman shem muchubarim yalu. But once they were severed, then you have to take them down. And that's the idea. If you mechabe yourself with Kedusha, then you become Kaddish. If you mechabe yourself with the Gedolim, Gedolei Torah, learning the Marach or Zarua, and learning the Chasam Sofer, and learning the Ramban, you mechabe yourself to Kedusha, you become Kaddish. And even things that maybe are not Magdrega, like the Karnayim, don't belong. The wool doesn't belong, but if they're still attached to the animal and you put it on the Mizbeach, it can remain there. Because you're Bechuber to Kedusha. And that's the Yisod of the Yisod. Yaakov Avinu was a man who knew how to be mechaber to Kedusha. And with his chibur to Kedusha, Torah twice, like the Chasam Sofer said. Esav is mechaber himself to the Lilis. Now, Harari calls it a demonic shade. And then he comes and he was mechaber that to Samael. And that's Torah once. But Yaakov Avinu was the Shleimus, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. But you see the importance of Chibor. And they were all twins, the Shem Yishmuel says. Shem Yishmuel brings down that they were twins because they had this Korach HaChibor, but each one used it in a different way. Right? He wrote to Abban Mekumah, Malas HaChibor uGenuso. Sometimes Chibor is very good, Malas HaChibor, but sometimes uGenuso. It has a negative thing as well. And that's, as Hashem, where we have to, our lives should be lives that are mechuber l'kedusha. If they're mechuber l'kedusha, then we become kaddish. Even if we're not on the madrega, but that's why you have to see everything inside, you have to see the packets inside, you have to see every source of Torah inside, then you mechab yourself to kedusha. In all the packets, we have different kedusha, from the Doilim, and the Ramban, and the Marapar Zarua, and the Rashi, and the Tosfos, and the Magen Avraham, and the Arizal, and we put it all together, we mechaber ourselves to Kedusha, then we become Kaddish as well. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael,